Life is about making difficult choices. Sometimes you make them, other times it's not up to you. For Kathleen Gillette, life pulled the stage out from under her. Radioactive reporter Ernesto Morfin tunes us in.
Kathleen Gillette has had a passion for singing for as long as she can remember.
I love Lakme. I love the flower duet in that. That's one of my very favorite pieces.
She always loved singing, but performing wasn't always easy.
You know, when I was starting out in high school, I remember early on just being very afraid. I was afraid, I might make a mistake. And over time, it became more that I was very excited about bringing this piece of music to the audience and really wanting to give a full experience to the folks that came to listen. I loved it. I just loved it.
She built a career nationally as an opera singer. She sang with the Mendelssohn Choir in Pittsburgh, the Gilbert and Sullivan Society in Seattle, Tacoma Playhouse, and many others for more than 15 years. Although she was a talented singer, she did have her own critics. At the time, she had 3 young children.
I'd warm up in the car, totally horrify the children.
Can you tell me a little about that?
It's loud.
Molly Gillette, one of Kathleen's daughters, describes living with an opera singer.
Especially with singing and operatic singing, it's loud. It's really, really loud. Like, she can be, you know, a full story away on the other side of the house, and it still will basically shake the walls.
And they'd be sitting in there with their hands over their ears, like, stop it, Mom! Like, I gotta warm up, guys!
Then, one day, her doctor gave her news that vocal performers never want to hear. She was developing vocal nodes.
If you abuse your vocal cords, how they work, you know, they clap together as the wind goes through them. And when things are not working right, you can actually harm them. You can actually build up little, it could be blisters, it could be like a callus.
Her doctor said her best bet would be to stop singing entirely.
It's like death. It was horrible. I loved singing. I loved being at rehearsals even when it wasn't my turn to be singing. It was wonderful to just be sitting on a floor in the corner and getting to listen to all of that fabulous music swirling all around. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. I would go home on just dancing on clouds after spending 2-3 hours in rehearsal.
The rehearsals were for La Traviata. She spent all her time on it.
In that opera, the main character finds the man she loves, but then she has to give him up. And she has to lie to him and tell him that, I never loved you, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
She felt like it mirrored what was going on in her life.
So 10 days before the production, I had to inform the producers that I was not going to be able to go on with the show, which is not me, but it's what I had to do.
This was only the first hit her career took.
That was also about the time the economy tanked, and the company my husband was working for, unfortunately, had to file bankruptcy, and I felt that I had better take a full-time job too, so, you know, that's what I did.
Her dream took a backseat. Kathleen went back to school and now works in web design. Although it isn't singing, it is something that she enjoys and it fits in her life. Her daughter Molly, now at 28, better understands her mom's sacrifice.
It's a big decision to give up something that you absolutely love in order to have a family that you want. I'm always really, really glad that she got to participate in different elements of it as we grew up. She had the life that she designed, you know, singing where she can and making the most of it. And that's just fantastic.
People struggle with decisions like these their entire lives. But Kathleen never saw it as abandoning a dream. She simply saw it as an adjustment she had to make.
At this point, I think the dream has changed some because I don't have the dream of going to New York and breaking into the Met. Just not. I wouldn't want to. Even at the time earlier, I didn't want to leave my family and not be there.
Kathleen had to be there. So she found ways to have music in her life.
I guess it's kind of like dessert. I think you always want more. Having it all is very highly overrated.
She doesn't spend time thinking about what could have been.
I don't really know, because we didn't follow the other storyline. We had what we had. And I think it's worked out pretty well.
Kathleen now lives with her husband and has found a balance between her multiple dreams. She still loves opera, but doesn't mind sitting in the audience. For Radioactive, I am Ernesto Morfin.